G'day there, this is Damon and Phyllis, and we're going to talk to you about our story. I think it's important that people hear where we came from and how we got to where we are, and understand that we've also had a journey, and that once you get to health, it's a great thing. So I'll let Phyllis say hello, and then I'll get talking about my story. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Damien. Hello, everyone.
It's kind of funny doing these recordings like this, but it always works out really well. So back in 1992, I went to study to be an accountant, and it was when I was studying to be an accountant that I got into nutrition, and I got into nutrition in a really bad way. I ate all the wrong food, drank all the alcohol that you could possibly drink, smoked lots of drugs, and that was really bad for me, of course. And, you know, my square meals consisted of having, say, a burger in a box, a pizza in a square container, or a box of KFC, and that's pretty much what I did. I had three square meals a day. I'd have lots of strawberry milkshakes and strawberry donuts and all kinds of really, really bad food, and I always wondered why I was so tired. And so I ate really bad food primarily. Oh, sorry, that was an email that Phyllis sent me. I ate really bad food primarily because I didn't really know what I should be doing. I'd get to the evening, and what I'd end up doing is I'd cook myself up some spaghetti bolognese, which I would get some really bad meat and just some really cheap spaghetti, and I'd probably get a jar of Dolmio or something like that, and then I'd put in some tin or some dried soup, and I'd mix all that up, and that's how I'd eat. And it was bad food, and it was only because that's what I knew. And so often people say to me, well, how did you get to where you are? Well, I got diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, and then from chronic fatigue syndrome, after rejecting medication, so people had said to me, or doctors had said to me, take antidepressants or take antibiotics or take something else, and I just didn't want to do that sort of thing. It didn't sit well with me. So Mum said to me, Damien, come along to my naturopath and see my naturopath and get him to try and fix you up. And I said, all right, no worries. She said, I'll pay for you. And I said, well, that's a great thing. And because I'd studied accounting, I knew that that if somebody paid for me, it was a good thing. So Mum paid for me. I did everything that the naturopath told me to do, and I got better. And so within about 6 to 8 months, maybe 9 months, I felt so much better that I was back exercising again, and my chronic fatigue syndrome had seemed to have lifted, and I felt fantastic. So it was good. And I thought, well, this is a great thing. I don't really enjoy this accounting business. I thought it was pretty boring. It took me 2 years to pass first year, and clearly I wasn't doing really well at it, so I might go and study to be a naturopath. So I went into the naturopathic field, and I studied all about herbs and nutrition and vitamins and minerals and all that sort of thing, and I loved it. I thought it was great, and so I started practicing as a naturopath in about 1995. About 1998 actually, because I graduated from naturopathy school and loved it, and thought, well, this is fantastic. Maybe I could do more with this, and then learned more about the body, and found out that, you know, beyond the gut and everything else that the naturopaths deal with, there's also a nervous system, which is what chiropractors deal with. And so I went on to study to be a chiropractor. And through my chiropractic, that took me to New Zealand. And while I was in New Zealand, I had the opportunity to study, but I had to pay for my studies. And to study in New Zealand was going to cost me close to $20,000 a year, as well as living expenses. So I thought I'd get into more of my naturopathic and nutrition things, and I established a weight loss program in Auckland. And this weight loss program was great. It was very, very successful. It was very, very rapid fat loss, but it was a ketogenic fat loss system. So it was a ketosis-based fat loss system. That's not sustainable. You can't do it for a long period of time. The program was really, really good, and the word got around. And so I had a lady call me up one day and said, hey, I'm doing a TV show. Could you help me out with writing the nutrition programs? And I said, sure, no problems. And I went down to the studio, and Alex said to me, can you do this and can you do that? And I kind of just jumped through a few hoops, and like you would. And they asked me to be the presenter of Downsize Me, and that's how I got the Downsize Me gig. Well, lo and behold, some years later, after the show's been successful and it's been great and it's been some, you know, we ran for 4 years, Phyllis gave me a call and said, Damien, I'm going to lose some weight. And if I don't lose weight, I'm going to pay somebody $30,000, and she'll tell you more about this story in a second. But will you help me? And I said, yes, I'll help her. And then we teamed up and we put together the 112-day challenge program. And we've got, you know, the body blitz from there, and everything's going really well. We're getting a lot of great success with a lot of people losing weight, and they're feeling better and their life's changing, and it's all really exciting. And so I travel from Australia to New Zealand quite frequently to do speeches and talks and seminars about food and nutrition, And of course, we travel around Australia as well, but I leave my son and my wife at home in Melbourne so I can come across to New Zealand to do all these great things. And I love it, and it's really exciting, and it's a joy and a pleasure. So that's my story, and I hope you enjoyed it. Tell us a bit about yours, Phyllis.
All right. Well, I thought I might start from the day I was born. No, just joking. I'll fast forward a wee bit. No. The thing was, I was thinking about, you know, how I ate as I was growing up. And my mum was a three veggie and meat person. And the thing was, I didn't really like meat a hell of a lot. So I actually didn't eat a lot of meat growing up. And the thing that I did eat a lot of was things like, you know, white bread. I had a, I suppose what you'd say, a savoury tooth and not a sweet tooth. I don't know if that's either is better than the other, but obviously throughout my childhood, although my mother's intentions were probably the best, it probably started way back then because I was, you know, eating all the wrong things. And when you said you ate all the bad food, I just ate all the food. So I was a skinny child, but I was, you know, I'd come home and eat, I don't know, five slices of white bread with butter on and things like that. So it wouldn't have been a great foundation to start with. But I was slim up until I had my first child, so I was quite tiny. My first child, I put on heaps and heaps of weight, and lots of women will probably relate to this, but I actually went from, I think, about 52 kilos up to about 85 kilos. It was a lot of weight. And then I had this tiny 4-pound-10 baby, and who weighed, you know, hardly anything. So all of the weight was from overeating. And I breastfed for a year. I didn't lose weight like everybody else is supposed to. I weighed exactly the same the day that I left the hospital to a year later when I stopped the breastfeeding. When I stopped the breastfeeding, then I lost the weight and I got slim again. And then I got pregnant with my second child 2 years later. And that's when it really started compounding. So I put on the weight and I just switched off, got busy being a mum. You know, getting, I was also working full time while bringing up two preschoolers. Went and got a university degree on top of that. So I was doing all sorts of things, managing stuff, and, yeah, just busy. Forgot about myself, piled the weight on. So fast forward from, say, 26 to 44, I tried every diet that you could think of. So things I discovered were, without mentioning names, but I think all diets work. The thing is the effect that it has on your health and the effect it has on you long term. So you will lose weight, but you just don't keep it off. And so I saw this reoccurring pattern, and it got to 44, and I thought, this is absolutely ridiculous. I lose weight, I put it all back on, and I get some extra, lose weight, put it all back on again. Plus, I was getting more and more unhealthy, and my mum had a heart attack at 49, so that was another catalyst. I was 44, and I remember the doctor saying to me when she had the heart attack at 49, we were in the room, and he turned around and he said to me, oh, this is you in probably 15 years' time, because he said it gets earlier with each family member. So my mum had it at 49, and he was saying that I'd probably have it at 45, 46. So I didn't think I'd taken a lot of notice of that, but it stuck in my mind. So when I got to 44, I was like, oh, it's creeping up on me. And I'd also done basically all of the well-known brand name diets in the last 18 months, lost weight, put it back on. So I was starting to get a bit stressed about it. Used to watch the program that Damien was on and enjoyed it. I also wondered about what was happening to those people afterwards. And the other thing I also realised is that I have a huge amount of determination and mindset when I actually make a decision that has a zero tolerance, that, you know, just 100% I'm going to do something and it's going to be a not negotiable. And a friend of mine at the time, a mentor, said to me, you know, the thing that you do best is when you apply your business principles, but you also decide to share your information with other people. So that's when I approached Damien, and I thought, well, if I can not have to go out and find out the best of the best for nutrition, if I just go directly to them and they help me and then find the person I consider to have the best of the best with the exercise and apply my mindset stuff, which, you know, also over the last 2 years, I've travelled basically all around the world participating in some of the key people with, you know, for personal professional development. So, you know, basically I knew the stuff, I just wasn't applying it in this area of my life. So short version of the long vision is I approached Damien. He said yes. So I knew that if I followed what he told me, I wasn't going to have to research or change it or try and, you know, find it, back up the information. I just knew that it was going to be the correct information, so I didn't have to go out and reinvent it. So I decided to put a big pain goal because I work well with pain goals, and I said if I didn't lose, it was supposed to be 30 kilos or 30,000, but I lost 3 kilos before the official weigh-in. So it was 27,000 or 27 kilos. I set this goal for December the 8th, and if I didn't weigh 60 kilos on that date, I'd have to give away $27,000 to one of the people that signed up who were following me on my website. And just to make sure that, you know, it was as public as possible and I couldn't get out, I also wrote for That's Life magazine, a column once a month. So there was a whole lot of people following me for that year, and a whole lot of people, like, just following the things that I was writing about, being real. I went and spent 2 weeks at a Biggest Loser type camp in Australia. And while the nutrition was interesting, to say the least, the thing that I did take away from that was the exercise principles. So I knew that if I applied the nutrition, the exercise with the mindset, and Damien and I working together, we had a really, I think, special and unique combination. People might try to duplicate what we do, but they're not going to be able to duplicate us together. So I lost my weight. Wasn't without, you know, some interesting things along that year, but basically I succeeded by an extra 3 kilos. And so then we've just said about applying these, what we've learned over that year working together, to help other people. So we've had children lose weight, women lose weight, men lose weight. And I do know that, so things like the 21 days to change the body blitz, when you do something that's for 3 weeks and it's really focused and concentrated, often it will be the thing that you need just to get you going. And that's about my story, Damien.
Good story.
I think we're talking really fast, so I didn't go on for hours. Sorry?
I think we're a pretty good combination. We bounce off each other pretty well.
I think so too. I think that's... You know, if you have a look at, and we do need to start sharing more of our people who succeed stories, but, you know, we're constantly getting 30 kilos, 40 kilos, 20 kilos, whatever it is the person's looking to lose, they're doing it, but the cool thing is keeping it off.
Yeah. Well, they smash it. That's good.
Yeah, and that's not to say they might have a 3 or 4 kilo bouncing around, because when you learn any new skill and you apply it, you've got to keep applying it. So,
of course.
But the thing that I like the most is the comments that people say. You know, somebody said, this is the way I do life now. You know, it's about being able to live, not eat out of packets and boxes and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's my story, great, your story. Great.
Yeah, hopefully everybody enjoyed that. And, it's good to share. Thanks,
Alrighty.
Catch you later.
See you, bye.